50 Days. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You see the angst all over the web. 50 days of Obama and our problems are still not solved. And you know there's trouble when a governor can make more political hay by refusing to take federal money than if he takes it, which is what Republican Mark Sanford of South Carolina intends to do. But there are rumblings from Democrats, too. They complain that the stimulus plan is too small and unfocused, that the mortgage bailouts are too complex and unfocused, that Congress has too much leeway, the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner looks too much like Doogie Howser. Andrew Grove, CEO of Intel, writes today that hope has given way to worry and frustration, and it's time for Obama to stand up and say, this is what we're going to do. Well, the president did stand up today and criticized the earmark process.
If we're going to solve our economic crisis, if we're going to put Americans back to work, then we must restore the American people's faith that their government is working for them.
And then he went off to sign a bill with 9,000 earmarks, including $200,000 for a California program to remove tattoos. It's run by a nun in North Hollywood who's trying to help former gang members get jobs, but each earmark story gives Republicans another punchline.
This gives voice to St. Augustine's lament, give me sobriety, but not yet.
There's been one bright spot for the president, the stock market blip and the instant optimism that seemed to spread. As George Bush learned in Iraq, Americans want a clear victory. If you don't win, everything you do is wrong. If you do win, well, everything you did might still have been wrong, but nobody cares. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.